Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Adolph Sachs and Leonard Sly. Who's Leonard Sly, you ask? Well, stay tuned and you'll find out. We also have some songs about fathers, life, and days. To get us started, last week, November 6th, marked the birth in 1841 in Belgium of inventor Antoine Joseph Sachs. His father was a manufacturer of brass and woodwind musical instruments, and as was very common, Adolf, as he was later known, followed in his father's footsteps. At six, he was helping in his father's workshop, and later he studied at the Brussels Conservatory and became an accomplished flutist. At age 20, he invented a bass clarinet and became widely known in musical circles. The following year, he set up his own shop in Paris, where he was supported by musicians such as Hector Berlioz, and invented several new families of instruments, including sax horns, sax trombas, and, of course, saxophones. The saxophone combined the single reed of the clarinet with the bore and fingering patterns of the oboe, but it produced the tonal qualities of neither. Sachs taught saxophone at the Paris Conservatory from 1857 to 71 and died on February 4th, 1894. So here to commemorate Adolph Sachs's invention are some songs about and featuring the saxophone, beginning with the Six Brown Brothers.
Oh,
Some rapidly rotating records about the saxophone to celebrate the birthday of Adolph Sax, born November 6, 1841. We just heard the Brown and Terry Jazzola Boys and Saxophone Blues, written by Rudy Weedoft and Al Bernard, from June of 1921. The group came to the attention of OK while accompanying Mamie Smith earlier in 1921 and had a very brief recording career. Saxophone Blues was preceded by Phillips Louisville Jug Band in 1930 and Smackin' the Sax. The sax player in the band was Hooks Tilford of Harrodsburg, Kentucky. He was a member of Ma Rainey's traveling show and recorded with her in 1925. And we started the show with the Six Brown Brothers, an all-saxophone band, and That Moanin' Saxophone Rag, written by Henry Cook and Tom Brown. Tom Brown was the group's leader. Despite the name of the group, they were not always six, the number varied, and they were not all from the Brown family. That Moanin' Saxophone Rag was recorded November 20th, 1914. Another 10 days and that record will be 88 years old. I'm Glenn Robison, not quite 88 years old, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime over the internet at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, November 5th, marked the birth in 1911 in Ohio of Leonard Franklin Sly, S-L-Y-E. Who's Leonard Sly, you ask? Well, you may recognize him as the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers. About a half century ago, I used to have a Roy Rogers Double R Bar Ranch bedspread. Anyway, as a youngster, he worked on the family farm and learned to play guitar. At 18, during the Depression, he made his way to Los Angeles and found work as a truck driver and laborer, but was also able to play music with groups such as the Hollywood Hillbillies, Texas Outlaws, and Rocky Mountaineers. Along with Bob Noland and Tim Spencer, he formed the Sons of the Pioneers, made famous for Cool Water and Tumbling Tumbleweeds. In 1936, the trio appeared in the Bing Crosby film Rhythm on the Range. When Sly landed a $75 a week contract at Republic Pictures, the studio assigned him the name of Roy Rogers and cast him in westerns with Gene Autry. Rogers was teamed with his horse, to which the studio assigned the name Trigger, in 1938. He married Dale Evans in 1946 after his first wife died suddenly. She appeared in 27 of his films, and after leaving Republic, they formed their own company, which produced the TV serials The Roy Rogers and The Roy Rogers and Dale Evans Shows. Roy Rogers died of heart disease on July 6, 1998, in Apple Valley, California. Here's the King of the Cowboys.
I have been a roving rover, traveled over land and sea. How I miss the smell of the clover that brings sweet memories to me. There's a time when the black sheep gets the blues for home, sweet home. There's a time when you'll realize, no matter how far you roam, you can feel it in the desert, or sailing on a billow's foam. Then it's never hard to choose when the black sheep gets the blues for dear old home, sweet home. There's a wonderful old story lingering in my memory. How I long to hear that now I lay me once again on Mammy's knee. There's a time when the black sheep gets the blues for home, sweet home. There's a time when you'll realize no matter how far you roam, you can feel it in the desert or sailing on a billow's foam. Then it's never hard to choose when the sand gets in your shoes for dear old home, sweet home. Listen to the rhythm of the range, the reeling, rocking rhythm of the range. You heard the old bazooka and the king of jazz, but have you felt the tickle that this range rhythm has? Dancing to the rhythm of the range, the reeling, rocking rhythm you can't change. Grandpa burned his crutches, he won't stay at home, since this rural rhythm has got in his bones. And he's dancing to the rhythm, dancing to the rhythm, dancing to the rhythm of the rains. Listen to the rhythm of the rain, the rootin' tootin' rhythm of the rain. You've heard the cowhand's music and you've heard him sing, but have you seen that cowhand shoot a horsefly on the wing? Shooting to the rhythm of the rain, shot for shot is always fair exchange. Now in the land of cattle, the six-gun is law, and you get a medal if you shoot your mother-in-law. So keep shooting to the rhythm, shooting to the rhythm, shooting to the rhythm of the rain. Of the rain, the rock and rolling rhythm of the rain. There's rhythm in the wind and the waving corn. Grandpa sleeps in rhythm, yes, he snores just like a horn. Listen to the rhythm of the rain, the rock and rolling rhythm you can't change. The old chuck wagon's rhythm starts about noon. Then you'll hear those cowhands sipping soup very soon. And there's music to the rhythm, music to the rhythm, music to the rhythm of the rain.
People greet him with acclaim, Silver is his name. Give me the reins, there's pep in my veins, onward westward ho, hi-o, Silver, hi-o. Over the trail, hill or dale, swift as wind we'll go, hi-o, Silver, hi-o. Giddy-up, 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 we must prevent that crime. Giddy-up, 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 we'll get there in the nick of time. Under the sky we will fly, a-hunting we will go, hi-o, Silver, hi-o. Hey,
we will go. Hi-o, silver, hi-o. You never fail, so burn up the trail to her bungalow. Hi-o, silver, hi-o. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, I'll punch the villain well. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, cause the ornery cuss done wrong by Nell. Silver old boy, I'm full of joy, cause she ain't said no. Hi-o, silver, hi-o.
Hi-o.
Up your heels, automobiles, can't get where we go. Hi-yo, silver, hi-yo. You're a good steed, so give me some speed. Come on, don't be slow. Hi-yo, silver, hi-yo. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. We'll stop to pick up Tonto. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. We're sure to get these bandits brown. Who said thrillers? Get those killers. The mortgage we must pay. Hi-yo, silver.
Hi-yo, silver,
hi-yo, silver away. Hi-yo, silver away.
Roy Rogers, the King of the Cowboys, born November 5th, 1911. We just heard Roy singing about another cowboy's horse, Hi-Ho Silver, from June 15th, 1938. Hi-Ho Silver was preceded by Listen to the Rhythm of the Range from March 30th, 1938. Roy Rogers sang and yodeled and played guitar on that one. And we began our tribute to Roy Rogers with Roy and the Sons of the Pioneers and When the Black Sheep Gets the Blues, recorded in Los Angeles, October 28th, 1937. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request for a particular song or artist? Have a comment about the show? You can send either, or both for that matter, by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send good old-fashioned cards and letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, November 7th, marked the debut in 1938 over CBS radio of the serial drama This Day Is Ours. The lead character, Eleanor MacDonald, played by Joan Banks and later by Templeton Fox, had all kinds of problems. Her child was kidnapped, she lost her memory, helped a friend find a killer, and so on. But as far as I'm concerned, one of her biggest problems was that she was supposed to marry a man whose name was Curtis Curtis. The show was written by Carl Bixby and Don Becker, and Becker also composed the original music. In the 50s and 60s, Carl Bixby was a writer on the TV soap opera The Edge of Night. This Day Is Ours was directed by Chick Vincent, and the announcer was Mel Allen. Here's a little bit from the end of one episode, which might give you a clue as to why the show only ran for 2 years.
Bewildered, disillusioned, unable to find happiness with the man she married. Will her pathetic story influence Eleanor and Kurt, even though they are now determined to marry?
So here to commemorate this day of ours are some songs about days, beginning with Elmer Fellkamp.
Oh, let's call it a day. Let us say it was just meant to be a sweet memory. Love won't stay. Let's call it a day in saying goodbye. Let us try to avoid any tears. Let's be thankful for years that we're gay. It's easy that way. Let's have no regrets or a word of blame. Just like two old vets, let's say we took what came. Let's call it a day. Let us say that we just can't pretend, and we know it's the end, so why delay? Let's call it a day. Thank you.
Whiteman and his orchestra, When Day Is Done, written by Robert Katcher, who wrote the original German lyrics. English lyrics were written in 1926 by Buddy De Silva. When Day Is Done was preceded by Ted Weems and his orchestra with Parker Gibbs performing vocally on What a Day, written by Harry Woods. That recording is from June 25, 1929. And we started this day set of songs with Bob Causer and the Cornelians, actually the Freddie Martin Band, and Let's Call It a Day from Strike Me Pink. Let's Call It a Day was written by Lou Brown and Ray Henderson and sung there by Elmer Feldkamp in 1933. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. Last week, November 8th in 1939, Life with Father opened on Broadway. It was written by Howard Lindsay and Russell Krause and was based primarily on Clarence Day Jr.'s autobiographical book, God and My Father, which told of Clarence Day Sr., a wealthy stockbroker who lived with his wife, Lavinia, and their four sons in a comfortable townhouse on Upper Madison Avenue in the 1890s. The father swears a lot and one evening admits that he has never been baptized. Lavinia spends the rest of the play trying to persuade or trick him into a baptism and finally succeeds. Other plot elements were taken from Clarence Day Jr.'s other two books, Life with Father and Life with Mother. Life with Father ran for 3,224 performances at three different theaters and closed July 12, 1947. So here to commemorate Life with Father are some rapidly rotating records about fathers, beginning with Billy James Dance Orchestra.
Thank you.
some songs about fathers to commemorate the Broadway debut of Life with Father on November 8, 1939. We just heard Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five in Chicago on June 23, 1926, and Sweet Little Papa. Sweet Little Papa was preceded by Earl Hines with one of his solo piano compositions, The Father's Getaway, recorded July 29, 1939. And we began that set with Billy James Dance Orchestra and Pa's Old Hat from an Oriole 78 recorded on March 12, 1929. The label credits that performance to the Dixie Jazz Band, and the little scat vocal there was by Larry Abbott. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, November 9th in 1948, This Is Your Life debuted on NBC Radio. Ralph Edwards hosted the show for 2 years on radio and for nine more on television from 1952 to 61, where it won two Emmys. Each show opened with an unsuspecting guest having the high points of his life covered as Edwards read from the This Is Your Life book. Periodically, the voice of an offstage guest would be heard, and the guest of honor would try to guess whose voice it was, a relative, friend, teacher, associate, and so on. And then the offstage guest would come out and reminisce about their experiences with the guest of honor. At the end of the show, Edwards would present the guest of honor with a film of the show and a projector to show it on. Remember, this was before the days of videotape. And the This Is Your Life book of the guest of honor's life. So here to commemorate This Is Your Life are some rapidly rotating records about life, beginning with Kay Kaiser and his orchestra.
Get a bang out of
different lyric. Let's listen to Harry Babbitt sing. Harry?
We'll get a bang out of life. We'll have a swell again time. We'll get the tang out of life without the lemon or lime. We'll winter at Palm Springs. We'll buy expensive things like ermine coats and motorboats and cabbages and kings. Then we'll economize, maybe pawn the wedding rings. We'll get a bang out of life. We'll take moonlit dips and excursion trips in a trailer. And we'll dance till dawn, till our money's gone with the wind. Every Sunday morning we'll hike, or sleep till noon if we like. And when we're tired of work, we'll go on a sit-down strike. We'll get a bang out of life. Until the gray in our hair takes all the bang out of life. But we'll continue to care. I'll read and you crochet, and maybe we will play a game or two of cribbage till it's time to hit the hay. We'll honor and obey till our golden wedding day. We'll get a bang out of life. Breakfast on chow mein, put seltzer water in the wine, pretending it's champagne. We'll raise a little family or we'll raise a lot of cane. We'll get a bang out of life.
The stars are still on high, but they don't twinkle anymore. Why does it seem they've lost their gleam? Somehow the lovely flowers have no fragrance anymore. Where is their bloom, their sweet perfume? Darling, that just shows what your goodbye can do. Until you return, there's nothing I can do. Oh, there's a lull in my life. It's just a void and empty space when you are not in my embrace. Oh, there's a lull in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning, everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning. Oh, there's a lull in my life. No matter how I may pretend, I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the lull in my I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the lull in my
all my love. lovely. So far above me, I'm almost afraid to love. But I adore you. I place before you a heart that's an open door. All my life, hold me close to your heart. But all else above, hold my love, darling.
Some Songs About Life on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the debut of This Is Your Life on NBC Radio, November 9, 1948. We just heard All My Life, Rita Williams performing the vocal with Billy Maron and his Commanders on July 14, 1936. Rita Williams was preceded by Alice Faye and There's a Lull in My Life, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel from March 18, 1937. And we began this life set of songs with Kay Kaiser in his orchestra with the vocal by Harry Babbitt and We'll Get a Bang Out of Life, recorded October 11th, 1938. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.